This episode is on a topic that I hold very dear to my heart. It's all about eating to stay healthy, because that's one of the things that I really want to do, is to stay healthy for as long as I possibly can. So very excited to talk to you about this topic. This is going to be a solo episode because I did want to share some things from my personal life with you. So without further ado, let's dive in. Welcome to the Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast by Business English with Christina. If you want to be confident speaking English, network with professionals around the world, and practice speaking to become fluent faster, join us. We have 9 conversation sessions every week. Plus, podcast listeners get a 50% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code FFCC50. The link to join is in the show notes. Now, let's go. Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast. How do you eat to stay healthy? Hey there, Christina here with this solo episode, because I wanted to tell you a little bit of my story here about this topic, because it is a topic that is very important for me, eating healthy, trying to stay healthy. As you know, some of you may know, but you may not know. So if you don't know, here's a little bit about me. I was born and raised in Mississippi. Now in the US, Mississippi is generally the state with the highest rate of obesity. It's either Mississippi or Louisiana. We, you know, fight for the last place in terms of health. So I'm originally born and raised in Mississippi, ate a lot of fried foods, McDonald's, things like that when I was growing up. But then 19 years ago, I moved to Grenoble in France. And of course, you know, French cuisine has often been singled out because it is actually a very healthy cuisine, despite the fact that it includes a lot of rich foods like cream, wine, cheese, butter, etc. And, you know, I think there is definitely a lot of truth in that traditional French cuisine can be quite healthy. Maybe not because of the ingredients, but because of the attitude to eating. You don't eat giant portions like in the US, and you really take the time to appreciate the food. So I can definitely, you know, definitely see a difference in, you know, the way that I eat since I've moved to France. And like, I honestly tell people, I'm like, the fact that I have moved to France and eat healthily has probably added 5 years to my life compared to if I had stayed in Mississippi and continued eating that way. So yeah, I mean, you know, I would say that maybe this move has very much influenced how I approach my health and especially what I eat. Because I mean, the truth is that I want to be able to enjoy my life for as long as possible. I'm not afraid of getting old, because we all get old. We all age. That's part of the deal of life. But what scares me is really the idea of getting old without being able to do the things I love. Or, you know, you go to the doctor one day and they announce some very serious diagnosis. I think it was Hippocrates, but I'm not sure about that, that said, you know, let food be thy medicine, let food be your medicine. And so the idea is trying to eat healthily so that you are not dependent on maybe traditional, you know, industrial medicines or things like that. Basically, take care of yourself by eating healthily and not yet try to avoid having to have a doctor or medication take care of your health for you. So how do I do this? I would say the first thing is trying to eat mostly whole foods and saving processed foods for, you know, exceptions, like when I just really don't have the time, or like when I just really, really, really want a pizza. But I would say for my daily diet, it's more about trying to eat fruits, vegetables, unprocessed meat. So maybe like a piece of chicken rather than like a a piece of fried processed chicken or something like that. So trying to eat whole foods, and I really do eat simple foods. Just an example, my dinner last night was carrot sticks with some hummus, zucchini slices, raw zucchini slices that I did dip in a little bit of mayonnaise, some walnuts, some almonds, and a boiled egg. And I would say that's kind of a, like, I was really happy about that. I was like looking at my plate and going, oh, like, I'm so excited, like, yay for my meal. Because I just really enjoy simple whole foods because I know it's healthy and I also know that it's good. Of course, I also enjoy eating out at restaurants and things like that. But for my daily meals that I prepare, I try to eat whole foods, try to eat a lot of plant-based protein rather than meat. I do eat meat. You know, hey, I'm an American. I enjoy hamburgers and barbecue and all of that. But again, for my day-to-day meals, I'll try to eat more plant-based protein like lentils or tofu, you know, things like that. Eggs, that's not plant-based, but trying to, I guess, have a variety of protein sources and not eat meat all the time. I don't eat a lot of meat, actually. Again, it might be like when I go to a restaurant and there's just like this really nice dish on the menu. Yeah, I'll eat it. But for day-to-day cooking, definitely a lot simpler, I would say. Another thing that I often eat a lot is just nuts. I eat peanut butter pretty much every morning. A little teaspoon of peanut butter, either in my oatmeal or on a slice of toast. And also something that I've started doing kind of recently is having almost like, you know, like a vitamin supplement, but having 3 walnuts a day. Walnuts are from Grenoble. So it's, you know, it's local stuff. They're actually walnuts from local farmers. I have a big bowl of walnuts sitting on my kitchen counter. And, you know, when I'm preparing my meal, I just take the nutcracker and crack open 3 walnuts, put it on my plate, and just eat that with my meal. And, you know, walnuts are fantastic because they are full of omega-3 fatty acids. They're great for brain health. They reduce inflammation. They're supposed to reduce stress. But I don't know, when I went home last time to Mississippi, my mom said, I don't think that works because your dad eats walnuts every day and he's still stressed about everything. So I don't know how many walnuts you have to eat to reduce your stress, but just eating a few a day has a lot of other benefits as well. So, you know, eat some walnuts and get some walnuts from Grenoble. But also, like, when we talk about nuts in English, that also refers to all sorts of nuts: almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, pecans, all of that. And I would say, you know, also one thing that I do is I am subscribed to a farmer's market basket. Which means that every other week, I just go to a little local shop and I just pick up my box of fruit and vegetables, where the walnuts come from. It's often got yogurt, so some fermented foods as well, which is very good for your gut health. You know, I just go and I pick up my farmer's market basket, and that gives me fresh, local, mostly organic fruit and vegetables. And I don't have to think about what I have to buy. So that really helps. That really helps just because I'm like, I don't have to make a choice. I just go pick it up. And then I find recipes for all of the sometimes strange vegetables that are in that basket. But it helps me to discover new things that otherwise I would not have bought because I'm not, you know, just not used to cooking like fennel or things like that. So I would say maybe if you have like a farmer's market or some kind of farmer's market subscription in your area, definitely look into that because it's honestly, it's not more expensive than shopping for groceries. It's probably actually cheaper in the end because you don't go to the supermarket and become tempted to buy cookies and chips and things like that, which I will do if I go to the supermarket, because I do have a real sweet tooth. You know, meaning I like desserts, I like sweet things, I like sugar. But I am trying to work on curing that sweet tooth by replacing sugary processed sweets with maybe like some sweet fruit, or maybe even some dried fruit, which is going to have a higher sugar content than a fresh fruit, but still less sugar and less processed sugar than, you know, like a cookie or something like that. Even though I do admit I like having cookies, but I'm also trying to say, okay, I'll have one cookie per day, maybe. You know, if I have one cookie that day, I will not eat another one, and saying I'm just going to eat one and not two. So allowing yourself to have those little, you know, pleasures, but also to say, well, for 95% of what I eat, trying to make it healthy, whole foods, and then also leaving a little bit of margin for the pleasures in life, because I feel like, you know, you want to eat healthily, but you also want to, you know, enjoy the good things. So, but in moderation, let's say. So yeah, that was that. That's it. I would say definitely eating, for me, eating healthy is one of the, I would say, important things in my life. It's generally sleep, exercise, eating healthily, and of course, work. But really trying to focus a lot of my energy, and I would say my, you know, my money as well. I'm much more willing to spend a little extra money on healthy food or an exercise program or something like that than buying, I don't know, clothes or stuff for my house. So I would say maybe that's also one of the things, is having a, you know, knowing what your priorities are in life. Like I said, because my goal is to stay, I would say to live a long life, but to especially to live a long, healthy, happy life. Because I feel like that is, yeah, that's one of my big goals in life. So there you go. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope you will eat more walnuts from Grenoble.
Thank you for listening this week. If you want to do more than just listen, and you want to practice speaking vocabulary and get the confidence in English that you need for your career, become a member of the Faster Fluency Conversation Club today. And if you want to try the club, we'll give you a guest invitation to a free first session so that you can see for yourself how awesome this club is. To arrange your guest invitation, email us at contact@christinarubafe.com and just ask. We'll take care of you.